Chag Sameach. Tonight, we retell the foundational story of our people. We tell this narrative every year at our seders, but this year, we hear it differently. In the context of a war in Ukraine, a pandemic still going, and so many crises around the world, the narrative of slavery and despair hits us harder this year. And the Seder brings brokenness to the center, both through telling the story of our enslavement, as well as through the symbolic foods we have on our tables. At the beginning of our Seder, we break the middle matzah. Have you ever noticed how it breaks into uneven pieces? There is always one bigger and one smaller side, a jagged edge and messy, crumbling pieces. This is just like life. Things can be fine, and then chaos, brokenness, unevenness, and uncertainty all at once. The Seder forces us to recognize that though we were redeemed, our world is still broken. Many people at this very moment are in a place of despair. The story we tell tonight compels us to recognize their plight and our obligation to help. Matzah is the bread of affliction and persecution, yet it is also the source of nourishment that the Israelites carried with them as they left Egypt. This juxtaposition, bread of affliction and yet nourishment, suggests something about the essence of the Seder. We talk about both slavery and brokenness, and this conversation fortifies us to work to bring change. The sea breaks open and the Israelites have a path to redemption. It is only by walking through brokenness that we can reach healing and freedom on the other side. As we take the journey of our people at our Seders once again tonight, we consider what it means to be whole, to find redemption, and to be agents of healing and freedom for all. Chag Sameach.